Well, Dean, excellent effort from your side to earn a point. What was so important, do you think, in the second half turnaround?
I thought I had aggression, if I'm honest. I thought we were a little bit passive again for first half. Not good enough on the ball when we won the ball back, and I thought, you know, Brighton were the better team, although they've not troubled Pepe much in the first half at all. He's picked the ball out the back of the net on a breakaway after Jack had missed a good chance for us, and he made a save 3 minutes before the end. Apart from that, he was untroubled. So, you know, they're a good team. They passed the ball well, and they passed it quicker than us in the first half. And I just felt, you know, our outside centre halves, you know, had to be more aggressive in their pressing. And I thought Tyrone and Ezri did that in the second half, and we went and played the majority of the second half in their half and created some good opportunities. But then, you know, the subs made a difference in the end. Young Indy's made a good run down the side, and Douglas has dragged a couple of defenders, and Douglas has seen a great ball inside to Jack, and, you know, Jack's finished it with aplomb.
Yeah, it was a lovely ball from the substitute, as you say, but again, it's your captain stepping up with the finish, Dean. He's invaluable, isn't he?
No, he is, but, you know, he'd be the first to admit, you know, the ball and the run from Indy are what made the goals as well. You know, he's got the quality to go and get on the end and finish goals like that. I'm speaking to him already. I know how disappointed he was with the chance in the first half because, you know, he sat one of their players on his backside and then outran the other one and then just dragged it wide, and they went and scored from that position. But he's a talented footballer, and he's getting better, and we'll keep working hard with him because he wants us to push him as well.
But a spirited fight back and great noise as always from your travelling fans. Is it things like that which really could revive the season in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fans have been outstanding all season. I think we've had sellouts at Villa Park for the first time in 50-odd years, you know, every home game we go into. So they're our 12th man at the moment. And, you know, if you can go and get points away from home, you've got to win your home game. So we've got a bit real important one now on Tuesday against Watford.
Dean, psychologically, how big a point could it be, not just for yourselves, but obviously also keeping Brighton in the mix as well?
Yeah, no, it's a big point, but it's only big if you can go and follow it up by winning other games. We know how hard it is to go and win games in this league, but we've got the capabilities of doing that. I thought, especially second half, I thought our three centre-halves done excellent today. And, with a credit, you know, first half, they were just a little bit too passive. So, you know, it's a good point on the road, especially coming from behind as well, and we'll keep pushing on.
Quick word on Pepe Reina. Obviously a lot of pressure on a goalkeeper making his Premier League debut for the club, but that save at the end was world class.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought there was much pressure on him, though, would you? He's a very calming influence on the pitch, within the dressing room, and he wasn't called into action too often. You know, he's picked the ball out the back of his net. We know how good he is with his feet, and I thought he showed a real calmness in possession today. And then when called upon, he's made a good save at the end.
And the fact he didn't have a lot to do, how much credit do your defence deserve? Because Brighton saw a lot of the ball but weren't really able to carve you open too often.
Yeah, especially in the first half. I thought, as a team, we worked very hard together. Our wing-backs got a lot higher today, and, were an outlet for us. Whenever we switched play, we looked dangerous. We didn't do that enough in the first half. The system, the players are getting used to it and pushing forward at the moment.
Obviously played with no recognised striker again because of injuries. Is that something you hope to address before the transfer window closes?
Yeah, we're looking to address it as soon as possible. Ghazi's put a valiant effort in today with Trez and Jack Grealish. You know, they interchange very well. And then young Indiana from the under-23s, who's done well this season scoring goals, he's full of energy and he's got quality. So, you know, I'm not afraid to throw him in there as well.
Thank you.
Will Samatta's work permit be done by Tuesday, or is that too early?
I have no idea. I'm hoping it's done by Tuesday, but I don't know. I mean, I know the paperwork's been all signed off, I think. And, there's just the work permit issue to sort.
Any sign of any loans or anything else coming in?
No, not at the moment. I mean, we've worked very hard to get the Samatta one done. And then, there's certainly others in the pipeline that we're working on at the moment.